Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. So here we really have the Mishnah that encompasses all of Masechet Shabbos. All of Melechah Shabbos are listed off over here, the 39 Melechahs. Except that in the Mishnah it doesn't say 39. Avos Melechahs are Boim Choser Achas. Baruch Hashem, the Elam knows that 40 minus 1 is 39. Now, about the Hamikra Emid Darsheni, why would the Mishnah say 40 minus 1? So this is a kasha that all the Mepharshim already shtel zechon. And the Tesis Yontiv says in one line, because there's a Mishnah also in Makis, which really comes from a Lashon of a Pasuk. It's not a Lashon of Chazal. By Malkis Arboim, the Pasuk is Arboim Yaken, or Chazal Dash, and it means Arboim Chatzar Achas, 39. So you see the Chazal with the number of 40, put it into 39, they call it Arboim Chatzar Achas. Vashteitzach, that one kash doesn't answer a kash. Why does the Torah say it that way? So you look at the Teis Yomtiv and other Mepharshim, they have long shtiklich Torah to show you that there are certain cases of Melachas that can't be chayiv until you do it with another Melacha. So you'll never be chayiv 40 chatois, you'll always be chayiv one less. So they call it Arboim Choser Achas. But then again, it doesn't answer why by Malkis, also the Mishnah says Arboim, the Pasuk says Arboim even though it's only 39. The answer that's L'cher Korv Elo Emes, that comes from the Maral, Reb Chaim Volozhin, and others from Tzadech HaGadol, L'Cheretz Emes, is that the number 40 is not a made-up number. There are, in the Bria, there's what's called Asar Mamore Shabay Nivra Olam. The Mekubalim call it Eser Sfirois. Each of those 10 Sfirois, each of those 10 levels of Hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also has 4 levels of existence. Each one's connected a different ois in the Shem Havaya, Yud, with Hey, with Vav, with Hey, whatever that means, Mavur and the Svar. So levels of existence, when the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world, in Maaseh Bereishis, he created a world that's 40 levels and facets of existence. Those 40 levels, the Rebbeinu Shlom created a world, when a person's Mechal Shabbos, Rachman al-Tzlan, what he's doing is he's destroying, he's being poigim in one of those 40 levels of creation. That's what Chil Shabbos is. Chil Shabbos is a destruction or upheaval in Maaseh Bereishis. Shabbos is about recognizing that the Rebbeinu Shlom made the Bria. Being Mechal Shabbos is about being poigim in the Bria, in the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Hoye Hoyveviyah of the Bria. Same by Malkus, a person does Naveru. What he's doing is he's destroying the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the world, Kiviyokal. So because of that, Be'etzem, there should be 40 Melachas. There should be 40 Malkus on doing an Naveru. However, there's one level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria that a person can't be poikim in. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world Yesh Me'ayin. For that, a person can't be poikim. So because of that, the number 40 really should be the optimal number. It happens to be befoil, the number is 39. The number is 39 because befoil, that's how much a person could be poikim in. So that's why the number is written Arboim, Abrechoser, Achas. That's L'chor, the Pshat, that's Korv Elo Emes. Now, what we have over here, going back to Mishnayis, is Arboim Choser Achas. Of Ovois Melochis. What does it mean, Ovois Melochis? We point down the Mishnah before that each Melocha has Ovois and Toldos. For a definition of Ovois Melochis, we refer to the Hagdama of the Yochan Uboyaz in the Tveres Yisrael in the beginning of Seder Moed, where he explains as a basic concept that the definition of Ovois is any two things. The Marshal, let's say the Torah tells us Zareah. Zareah means taking a seed, putting it into the ground. The Torah says planting. The same thing is true if a person would be noitea, if a person plants a tree. Why? Because more or less he's doing the same thing. He's putting something into the ground that will grow. The same thing is true if a person grafts. What he's doing is he's taking something and he's binding it to something where it'll grow from. He takes a sapling and he puts it someplace else. It'll grow from there. Zoymer is pruning. When a person cuts off branches off a tree, it'll grow better. The tachlis is the same, because the purpose of pruning a tree is in order that it should grow better. Putting something in the ground is also the tachlis of it, the pa'ula, so to speak, what he calls it, is putting something that's not in the ground, in the ground. Zoymer is cutting off. So really, as far as the pa'ula is concerned, it's different. But the tachlis is the same. The purpose is the same. Since both of them are maisim in a tree or in something growing in the ground, both of them are ovois. However, watering the ground, even though it's a told of zerea, because the purpose is also to promote growth, it's not a maisa that one does of taking something, putting it in the ground. So it's a different type of maisa. It's a different type of maisa. That maisa is only a tolda, not an av. The same idea is by chayrish. Chayrish means digging a hole in order to facilitate planting, plowing. If one is miyape karka, he smooths out a piece of land. That's also chayrish. But weeding is also makes a lawn nicer. That's also chayrish. You're also being misak in the ground, but you're not doing a maisa in the ground. You're doing a maisa to something that grows, a weed that's produced from the ground. So that type of maisa is not in the same thing. That's only a tolda, not enough. In any case, every melocha has its ovos and its toldos. The etzem av melochas come from melochas that were done as part of the binyan hamishkan. Going back to what we said before, why melachas come from the binyan hamishkan? The mishkan is a prototype of a world that was created for perfection. The Rebbein Shem created a perfect world. On Shabbos, we're shovas from all melachos that the Rebbein Shem did to create the world. Our creating of a world, kivyochol, came the Rebbein Shem created the world, is building a mishkan. That's a perfect world. The melachas that build a mishkan are the melachas of building a world. That's what we don't do on Shabbos when we're Shavas from Malacha of creating the Maisa Bereshis. The first 11 Malachas is what's called Sidura de Pas. It's 11 Malachas that are part of the agricultural process. It's Gerada called Sidura de Pas, that which is necessary to bake bread, even though the baking bread wasn't part of Binyan HaMishkan. The process that we're describing are the Malachas that were done in order to produce Samamonim dyes to produce the Urios. The 11 melachos that are necessary in the agricultural process is zereya. Zereya is planting. We described before a few different eifanim. The second is chayrish. It really should be the first because one plows before one plants. The Gemara adds a chiddush that there are cases of chayrish that come after zereya. The ground is hard. You put in the seed. You then turn over the ground in order to make it more absorbed. So you're doing a melacha in the ground. Chayv b'chiyai gadan a chayrish. Chayrish, even though it's after Zerea. That's the Chiddush. Koitzer is obviously in the agricultural product. After it grows, the next step is then to cut it. Ma'amar is the next Malach. It's interesting. Ma'amar is only in Gedulei Karka. Because Ma'amar, you're not really doing anything. Ma'amar is sheaves of stalks of wheat that are on the ground. You gather them together. The thought process behind it is, in every Malacha, you have to produce something. What are you producing? I understand when something is gedulei karka and you cut it off, you produce, because now it's not gedulei karka anymore. Over here, gedulei karka, you're making a pile. But when it's lying bimkaime where you cut it, it's still considered bimida mesuyemes, part of the ground. When you make a pile, you're turning it into oichel, into peiros. That's the product that you're producing over here. So the ma'amer is only by gedulei karka, because let's say if you have a pile of Lego and you make a pile out of it, that's not mama. You're not turning something into something else. Dosh is the first, getting off the first klipa around the gedulei karka is the animal step on it. It's not a fine motor process. It's the etzem squeezing it out. Soichit, schita, is also crushing something in order to get out what's inside. That's also dosh. Zoyre is an interesting malacha. You zoyre l'ruach. Because there, what's lighter, the chaff that's lighter comes out, are the wind. The chiddush over here, the Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Samach, is that even though you throw something, you throw the tvua up into the air, and the wind winnows it out, it's called winnowing, the chaff is winnowed out, even though the wind is doing it, you're ostensibly only a geirim. Grom al-cher should be potter, kibuchol ha-terikulo. Over here, Meleches Machsheves Osver Teres. Since this is the way this Melech is done, that's the Meleches Machsheves. Whereas, Lamashal, the Gemara says, if you do the same thing like Rabbi making a fire, as far as Mazik is concerned, you'd be a Grom Abalma. Furushin the Gemara Baba Kam Dav Samach. HaBoirer. Boirer is separating, but by hand. All these Melechas are really separating the Pseulis from the Oichel. The Dosh is crushing. Zer is doing Aideh the wind. Boirer is doing it by hand. What are you doing by hand? You're separating the, taking out the pebbles from the tvua. Toichin is grinding it. Here, what you're doing is you're taking an tvua and you're making it ready into something that has a little bit of a tzura of oichel. You're making it into flour. Miraked is sifting. L'chor, sifting and butter is the same thing. The Gemara says one is by hand, one is by kli. One, you're getting out pebbles, and one, you're getting out the flour, which is not so fine. Miraked is a finer process. That one does with a kli. The butter is what we generally call butter. It's things that you separate by hand. You separate blue sacks from red sacks, v'chule, any two things. Miraked is something that can only be done with a kli. You're sifting out the flour, the coarse flour, from the finer flour to make bread. Losh is you're taking flour, now you're turning it into dough. That's also a yitzira, a new product. Oifeh, we'll point out that really the malach over here, as far as the samamonim, the dyes in the Mishkan is concerned, should be mevashel. You're cooking the dye in order to get dye that could be used for dyeing the curtains, which is in the next chelik of the malachas. Why do we say oifeh? So we mentioned before that Chazal say they want to be misad over here in the first 11 malachas, sidura de pas. What's the significance of sidura de pas? That's a good question. Remez ledover that on Shabbos, which is the yoyim, like we said before, of Tikkun Habriya, the kahanim, what they ate, the special food for Shabbos, was sidura de pas, was lechem aponim. It's one of the remozim that the rishonim, that the svarim bring, legabi this name of sidura de pas. We'll point out that this last malocha of oifeh / bishul is taking l'chore something that's not roi l'achila and making it into roi l'achila. What happens something that was edible to be eaten before without? You have an apple. An apple's not a raw piece of meat. You could eat an apple plain. You want to make a baked apple. Is there a shame malocha on that? The Rambam seems to imply that not. The yitzira, the creation of bishul afia, is taking heat and turning something not royal achila into something royal achila. The shayla is frektzich. The Mishnah Berurah asked the shayla on the Rambam that luchayru water is the same thing. Cooking water is an av malacha. We had full mishnayos before where cooking water is a malacha. Luchayru water is royal l'shtiyah. You look at the Rambam. It's very interesting. The Rambam seems to answer this. The Rambam says that the shear of water cooking on Shabbos has to do with the shear of rechitza. The product that's produced when you cook water is not cooked water for a coffee as opposed to cold water for a drink from the sink. The product that's produced is mayim that's roi l'rechitza. That's a different product. Mashenk and all other foods, when you're taking something that's not roi l'chitza, you make it into roi l'chitza, that's the shem malach. One last horror, Kivega points out over here, is that if somebody bakes bread, we're saying over here, Tzaboim Choso Achas, which means that he'll be Chayv Misa. Chayv Misa B'meizin needs Hasro. Hasro means that they told him, don't bake the bread because you're going to be Chayv Rachman Flan Misa. What does he do? He takes a dough and he puts it in the oven. Putting the dough in the oven, L'chor, is not a Chayv Misa. It has to bake. He's not Chayv unless the bread actually baked. The fact that he put it in the oven, if it didn't, let's say he'd pull it out a minute later, he was over on Issa D'Abana for sure, but he was not over on a Chiyuv Skila. So L'chor, the putting the bread in the oven, L'chor is Hasra Safik. For Desvegen, the Chiddush over here is that since the whole Maisa is done by putting the bread in the oven, even though without the final product being produced, which is the baked food, one does not have the Ganser Shem Malacha, but the Hasra is Shaykh to the Maisa, the act of Maisa, which is putting the food in the oven. We'll just point out. What happens, the Rishash struggles with this, and the Sugi is over here, and the Mechaz Chinuch answers the Rishash's kash. Rishash says, if you tell me that baking bread, the only time there's a malacha is only if the end product is part of the malacha. In Cain, what about putting a seed in the ground? We have an av malacha called Zareah. Seed in the ground, the Gemara says, doesn't take root till 3 days later. Clearly, one does not have the end product as part of the malacha on Shabbos. And still you can be chayim. So baking bread also. So the Rishash wants to be mechadish that if a person puts bread in the oven on Shabbos and it only bakes after Shabbos, it does have to get baked. If it's not going to get baked, you won't be over. But it'll get baked only, he puts it in right before Shkia, and it'll get baked only an hour later when it's after the Zman. He's chayiv skila because the end product is there, al yidei ma'isa that he did on Shabbos. Because Chinuch argues vehemently, he says it can't be true. If the end product is part of the malacha and gets baked after Shabbos, that's not a malacha. You have to say that Zareya and Oifer are different. Mevashel, all you need is the maisa that's done on Shabbos. I'm sorry, by Mevashel, even the end product is part of the maisa. So if the end product, the baked bread, the cooked food is not there on Shabbos, that's not called the maisa, was done. So Zareya, the whole maisa is putting the seed in the ground. And afkamina, if somebody puts seed in the ground, he's over. Picking the seed up will not take away the chilul Shabbos. Mashenken, it's mufurish in the Gemara, Shabbos daf dalid, that if somebody puts bread in the oven, he could then pull it out, even though you're not allowed to pull out bread that's baking in an oven, midirabonon, like a nisim muktza. But to save yourself from a deraisa, if you put bread in by accident, of course pull it out, and you'll undo the malacha deraisa. That's the Mechas Chinuch over here. In Yitzhak Hashem, we'll continue with all the malachas in the next year.